I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Well, hello, everybody. Today on our show, we have Jamie Sturtz. Did I say that right?
No.
Did I? Say it.
Stiertz.
James.
Oh, you didn't say it, right?
I did.
I thought you did. I thought she was kidding.
No, Jamie Sturtz.
You got good job.
Oh, thank you.
Sturtz.
Yes. Fellow entrepreneur. She owns Stila Salon, Med Spa, Casual Grounds,
and
Coffee,
boutique.
And Boutique. Like everything. Total.
I'm like, also a real estate agent.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're like a serial entrepreneur, aren't you?
Serial.
It's a disease.
Yeah.
I know. We know. We
infectious.
Understand. It's infectious.
Yes.
Yeah. When did you open the boutique?
Well, I opened in March of 21, but I am a 24-year hairstylist. So I've been in the salon business for 24 years.
Okay.
I opened Stila in March of 21 because I'm type A, and I wanted to do my own thing.
Yeah.
So, and the boutique wasn't even supposed to happen. But at the time, with COVID, we weren't allowed to, in the salon, we weren't allowed to have a waiting room. And so I don't follow rules. I just do not.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's very difficult. So I called State Board of Cosmetology and I said, I can't have six people in chairs in a waiting room, but can I have 74 people in a boutique? And they said, well, we don't govern that. Okay.
Interesting.
I was tired of having my clients sit in their car.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Tired
yes.
of it.
Yeah.
So the boutique was born. It wasn't supposed to happen. I worked retail for one day in my whole life. One day, I've never quit a job. I'm not a quitter. I didn't even call when I worked. Like, I just never went back. I hated it. It's awful.
Yeah.
It was awful. But again, I am defiant. So the boutique
Where did Stila, where did that come from?
So Stila is the Swedish word for calm. And we were born during COVID. And everything was a mess. And I was tired of that, too. I had a lot of people who wanted to give me ideas for the name. And it was like generic stuff. And I'm like, no. So I just started Googling. And then and I do, like, believe it or not, brunette over here, I am Scandinavian background. I'm a natural blonde. So I went Swedish and Stila. What's the Swedish word for calm?
Do you know, we said it wrong for until
everybody
the commercial
calls it
came out.
A long time.
Everybody calls it Stila.
Until I saw the commercial, and I'm like, hey, guys. It's not Stila.
It's
Stila.
Yes.
And I don't think the commercial was wrong.
Yes.
I would have fixed it.
It's okay. Join the crowd.
Just
it's a gorgeous place. I love it. And she's in downtown, she's in Sylvania, by
yes.
the way. What's the name of the shopping center? Is there
Sylvan Square.
Sylvan Square. Yep. Great location. I went in there to get a coffee. The coffee shop. Tell us about that.
It's fine. It's great.
It's fine. Everything's
fine.
Hashtag it's fine. Everything's fine.
Fine. No, the coffee shop is doing great. That was also not supposed to be part of my gig. I literally wanted to open a salon. The end. Done. And I was approached by another local business a couple years ago, and they wanted to open a coffee shop in my space. And so I agreed with a little bit of apprehension because I am type A and I don't do things the way I want to. So bringing somebody else on kind of gave me anxiety. And, well, they backed out in the 11th hour, and now I own a coffee shop. The end.
So now, yeah. Did you name that, or was that already
named? No, I named
it.
I named it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like it.
Casual
like
grounds.
It.
It's
yeah.
Yes. I like it.
Yeah, but it's great. I mean, it's a great addition. Shopping, salon, medical spa, coffee, it's what dreams
together.
Are made of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fantastic. It just was one more thing on my plate that I wasn't prepared for. But I got prepared, and here we are. And it's great. It is great. It's running great. The community is excited about it. My staff is excited about it. So I'm happy. I just have to try to eliminate the temper tantrums.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you de-stress?
She goes to her
You go to your
spa.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I don't really de-stress a whole lot.
You know, you are the queen at pivoting, which is, dude, we think we all learned that. Did anybody really use that word until after COVID? Like, oh, let's just pivot. Okay, you can't, you know, two people can come in your store and, oh, okay, now let's move all our furniture. You know, the whole thing as an entrepreneur, didn't you notice that that's one of the biggest things we all learned how to do?
Or not do.
Or not do. I guess you had to do it.
My business where the boutique was, I did not pivot. I did not want to pivot because then there were more rules. Yeah. There were already enough rules.
But you kind of did because that's when you and I got together. Yeah. So you did pivot, but you just.
Just in a different direction.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was more like a full pirouette. It just was not a pivot.
She did a whole dance routine.
She did a whole,
yeah.
But no, pivoting is necessary in business. I actually, you know what? This is the first time I've talked about this part of my journey. So in the midst of me building out my business, I was diagnosed with a very rare health condition that made me pivot my entire existence on this planet. It was crazy. Like when my doctor said, I'm going to test you for this. There's no way you have it. It's rare. Nobody has it. You have the symptoms, all the things. Like it's whatever. And I had the test done and I a little apprehensive about it. Honestly, I almost didn't have the test done because I'm like, well, if I don't have it, why are we invading my space? No, thank you. And so I'll never forget when I went to the doctor's office to get my results, the doctor walked in with his head down and just in shock. Like, I've really never seen this before. But you have it, so now we deal with it. I say this because pivoting. Mm-hmm. I was in the middle of building out my business, and my entire life was flipped upside down. My entire lifestyle was flipped upside down. Every move I made, I have to carry medication with me 24/7. I can't run down to the corner store without my medication. It's crazy, actually. And a lot of people were like, well, maybe you should put a halt to the business. And I'm like, oh, if I'm going to die, I need to go. We need to keep going. I'm going to keep doing the things. And so pivoting, holy cow. A lot of people look at what I do. I do it with a smile on my face. I try to stay super positive, and a lot of people have no clue the internal struggle of having, and it's not just me, it's all entrepreneurs. I mean, everybody has a moment in their life where they're like, oh, I thought this was going to go the way I wanted it to go, and it's not, and now I have to pivot. Mm-hmm. I had to do a major pivot. Fun fact, there were times when I first opened the salon, I was the only hairstylist in there, and I had a full book of clients as it stood, and then everybody else wanted to come in and see me. I wasn't allowed to eat food. Simple. I could not eat. I was on a very restricted diet because of my health condition. And so it got to the point where my muscles were atrophying because my body was eating my muscles. And so I would work 15-hour days with clients, and my legs would shake underneath me. And when you're the only one who can do it, who's going to step in? Who's going to help you? Nobody. There was nobody. Mm-hmm. So I was able to get through. I pushed through because that's my personality. You just keep going. You keep pushing. But my God, the pivot. Today, I now have an assistant who assists me behind the chair one day a week. I used to work 6 days a week, 15-hour days behind the chair. And now I have an assistant who assists me one day a week because that's all I work is one day a week.
Oh, really?
I pivoted.
Great. Yeah.
I had to. Mm-hmm. My health told me I had to. And I raised my assistant. She came to me fresh out of beauty school. And I trained her and worked so hard. And she worked so hard. And I'm so proud of her. But she's my prodigy. And I never in a million years thought I would have to put down my shears. Mm-hmm. Never in a million years. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I didn't put them down completely, but I did have to back off. Again, the pivot. And it's not always a pivot the way we want to pivot.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But it is nice that the strange how things work, that you have the boutique, how that happened, and then you have the coffee shop because
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe it's helping along the way with all the things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a big, it's a whole experience. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And when one business, and as you all know, as entrepreneurs, when one business kind of ties down a little bit, if you have another one that hold it up, you know, and it's just the balance.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Total balance, pivot, all the things.
All the things.
Yes.
What advice would you give someone trying to, thinking about getting into your line of work?
Which one?
I know, right?
let's go with the coffee shop because we had thought about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to expand into, we wanted to take over the salon and do coffee. And we researched a lot of things. And I almost wish that something like what happened to you would have happened with us, because then you have
it. I don't know. Mm. She might talk. No. I had a conversation with her earlier. Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you guys are talking behind closed doors, so I guess. So let's ask that question about the coffee, Casual Grounds.
Well, she may. I mean, it's so, how many months are we? 3 months? How long?
Well, we opened in August.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's been in the making since December.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fresh.
It is. And I had no background. None. Like, I've never even worked as a barista.
Mm-hmm.
I drink decaf coffee, black. What do I know about coffee?
Right.
I don't know anything about it. Also, I will drink it from anywhere. Like,
I'll drink it a day old.
My
daughter Sophie. Yeah, I know. She's like, oh no, it has to be half calf, double calf, oat milk, blah blah blah. I'm like, can I just have coffee and cream?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll heat it up. I don't care. Like, I'll heat it up from a pot from yesterday. You know what? So what advice would I give for somebody who wants to open a coffee shop? Do your research. Get educated. It's so much science. There's those, oh my gosh, those grinders.
Those really inexpensive grinders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because here's the thing. What people don't know is in the middle of the day, if it rains, everything changes. Your grams out, grams in, shot, like everything changes. And so you have to readjust your grinders and you have
Why?
To. Science. It's all science. If you want to give.
And not. I thought she was going to say because everybody's going to want coffee because it's raining and you're going to get thirstier. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. There's so much science behind it and so much, like, throughout the day and the waste. We could waste 25 shots just trying to get our grinders, like, under control.
Mm. Wow.
And then, oh, gosh, when it rains in the middle of the day and you have a line out the door and then your grinders, like, your grams out are not right and people are getting angry. And thankfully, our crew, we have had incredible education and have done the things. That's another thing about me. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do anything dumbed down at all. So I think that was a little stressful for me as well, because you have to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. I'm not about, when it comes to business, what you're bringing in today means nothing. What you bring in long term is where you want to focus. And so if you're, with a coffee shop, for example, if you're pushing out subpar cups of coffee, what's that going to mean for your return business?
Yeah.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get it. And then within 2 years, you're underwater and done. So you really have to focus on that. And I think that the business, it's not just the science of the coffee. When you're opening any business, you have to be business savvy. You have to know what you're doing. You have to be focused on the logistics of things. A lot of people, they just want to
open it and get going and don't really think about the big picture.
It doesn't work that way. So, you know, I think that's huge. And then also hooking yourself up with the right people with a coffee shop, especially. Again, I'm a 24-year hairstylist. Opening a salon, easy peasy. I could do it in my sleep. Coffee? Are there two E's or one in coffee? I'm not sure.
same with retail. I mean, we could just, like we often say, you know, retail is 1 minute you feel like, oh, my gosh, I had such a good day. I'm like, you know, I'm like a Kardashian. Oh, my gosh. And the next is like, where's the plasma donation center? Because no one's even
Walked into it. You can make $800 a month.
Nobody wants my plasma. Nobody wants my plasma.
No one wants your plasma.
No.
Oh, my God.
Back to previous conversation. Nobody wants my plasma.
That's funny.
So I'm really in trouble. I can't even bank on that.
Well, at least you're really good looking. I'm sure there's something you could do.
You're funny and you're good looking. And you're
so anyway.
So do we? Are we gonna? Are you gonna ask her our good old question?
So here's a question for you, Jamie.
Oh boy!
Because the name of do you know the name of our podcast? That's not the question.
Is that the question?
That's not the question.
So I get two questions.
No, I'll answer it for you. It's called Hot Topics Cool Friends.
Oh, okay.
So we would like to know why you're our cool friend.
I'm not. No, I'm kidding.
I really don't even like you guys.
Oh, that's what she wants. And we're really not friends.
I really can't stand you guys.
I'm really, no. I admire you both. You know, as you said, you work 8 jobs.
Actually, five jobs. They're little ones.
Don't minimize. Don't minimize. Saying. Stop
well,
it.
Well, that sounds really bad. I have to work 5 jobs.
As an entrepreneur, you do.
You know, it's a lot. A lot of them are by choice. In fact, I was complaining and throwing a tantrum, and Wendy goes, okay, well, what are you going to let go? And I'm like, well, I love everything I do, so
yes,
nothing.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw tantrums. I don't know.
Yes.
And you, sorry, but you got to listen to it.
Thanks.
That's why we're friends, Lori. We can throw tantrums together.
That brunette thing.
I do. No.
She's really a blonde.
I am. See, I'm stuck in the middle of, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do admire you both. I think, and also like women supporting women, right? We're mm-hmm. all just out here trying mm-hmm. to do something. I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody can tell me what mm-hmm. we're trying to do. Maybe somebody should tell us to stop doing it. I don't know, but.
It's true.
But well. I enjoy being surrounded by people, like-minded people mm-hmm. that, you know, just have a goal of, we don't know what the goal is, but also I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know what the goal is.
Yeah.
we just keep going.
Right. Yeah,
that's we just true. Keep going. Mm-hmm. So I do admire you both, and I think you're funny. I follow you guys on, you know, your social media and watch your lives. And
we should do lives together.
We should.
Well, we might have to when we're closed down for a little bit.
Yeah, we're coming.
Yeah,
we already told her that we're horning
we're
in
come,
on your
We're
space.
Just gonna come sit at the coffee shop.
Well,
bring a rack.
I mean, this is funny because I after like when I at the festival, I heard of the construction and I was like, how can I clear space for them? We have to like, how can
so
we make
sweet.
This work?
Yeah,
because that's gonna be bad. Well, like we'll have to figure out how.
We're just gonna get
we'll
some construction hats. Yeah. Just work with the guys and
6 jobs.
Maybe we can
six jobs. We're going to get other jobs.
But what's funny is, you know what? I'll get a construction hat. You guys get your construction hats. And I bet we could probably get that project done.
Faster.
Way faster 100. Than the
We're
people
We're just
going to
go around and boss them around.
You missed a spot.
Go, go, go. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Go, go, go. Keep going. You're doing great.
Yes. Yeah. 30 minutes.
We'll be the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Construction cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. So will you come back?
Sure.
See how everything's going? All right, great.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Because we could talk all day long.
Yes.
Yeah, we could.
About
yeah.
all the fun things.
Yes.
But yeah, well, we really
yeah.
enjoyed you coming.
Thank you for
Thank
coming.
You. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Oh.
Where can we find all your hours, all your information? Is there a website for?
We do have a website, mm-hmm. yes. DealaSalonsSpaBoutique.com. And you can find us there.
Joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Piper, our executive producer, and
Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.